Okay, Chesamid Beis is pretty much an Agadat Amid. Nevertheless, there's a Taisus here, a short Taisus, that's a subject of a Machlokes Rishayim, and even comes a shtickle to a Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara here talks about Yehuda ben Beseira, Shalmalehu Nishtakach Dine Knossos. Gemara says, and not for him, the Gemara first says it would have been forgotten. Dine Knossos. So the Gemara says, Nishtakach. It would have been forgotten. Let them learn it. So there's a one-line Taisus. Taisus says there was a girsa nishtaku. The dina knosses would have been forgotten. Lichtavinu. Let them write it. So Taisus says you can't say that. Shari ein kais min halachis. You're not allowed to write. The rule is devarim shabal peh. Asal aimran biksav. That Tvarim Shabal Peh, you're not allowed to put Biksav. The Torah was given, Torah Shabal Peh is Bal Peh, Torah Shabiksav is Biksav. And therefore, Taisus says, he can be Gairis Lichtavinu. So Taisus holds, seems to hold, like Pashab Shad, it's just an absolute ister to write Torah Shabal Peh, of course, until Rebbe came along and said, Esas Yis Hashem, Efeir Torah Sechem. As I had here copies of the Rambam in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, the Rambam disagrees b'feirish. The Rambam says b'chol dar v'dar before Rebbe, he's going. He goes to the chain of the Messiah. Says b'chol dar v'dar reish bezdin einavi shahaya b'isedar kaisiv la'atzma is yikar neshmuas. That everybody used to write down. You think people didn't forget anything? They used to write down things for their own memory. Sheshama merabaisav, v'malameid bal peh l'rabin. The issur is to use the written Torah shebal peh to teach. That's awesome. But to write for yourself, the Rambam says they did it all the time. They always wrote their own small note. They had the little notes that they wrote for themselves, and that's not awesome. Only Yisr is, if you're writing it, to give it over to Rabbin from being written. And the Rambam says, Kol echa kaisav la'atzmai kifi kaichai, mebir ha-tayra k'may sheshama, v'chein ha-yadav ha-tamid ad rabbeinu ha-kadosh. And that's the way it was till Rebbe came. So there's a machlokes here, if you're allowed, before Rabbeinu ha-kadosh was matir, if you're allowed to write down Devarim Shabbal Peh. Now, first of all, it's interesting, this machlokes was part of the big tumult about the Zayar. The Zayar, which was not revealed until after most of the Rishayim, was revealed by somebody who was not a well-known person. A man named De Leon was Megala the Zayar. And he said, though, the Zayar was kept secret. It was passed only from one couple to another. And now it's time to be Megala the Zayar. And until the Chachmei Yisrael got together and said it was authentic, there was, for a generation or two, a tremendous tumult over the authenticity of the Zayar. Though the skeptics in the Yiddish camp still are skeptical, but it's already the Gedele Yolam, the Paiskim, Mogen Avram, the Taz, all Paskim, the Zayar is authentic. But, one of the tightness they had is how could it be Reb Shimon bar Yochai wrote down the Zayar? Shimon bar Yochai was before Rebbe. And Devarim Shabbal Peh, Yatir Shai Elohim Ram Biksav. So how could it be? It can't be that Reb Shimon bar Yochai wrote a whole big cipher. It can't be. It was us to write Svarim. The truth is, according to Taisus, the Taka was us to write Svarim. Apparently, Shimon bar Yochai held like the Shita that the Rambam brings, that you're allowed to write it La'atzmai in Fakert. It answers the existence of the Zayar, because the Lashon of the Rambam is, it's also L'lamdei L'rabim. It's written not to teach L'rabim. The Messiah of the Zayar was from Yachid to Yachid. Since it was always from Yachid to Yachid, so therefore, there was no, that's the way it was given over, and there was no issue. So this is the machloikis between the Rambam on the one side and Tosfos on the other. Nitziv has a pirush on Keheles. So the last pasuk in Keheles says asayis devarim harbe ein keitz. You should write asayis svarim harbe. Write a lot of svarim ein keitz. We're unlimited. So the Nitziv says it's a pasuk. It's a right to the Rambam. The pasuk says, "Write svarim." If you're writing svarim, so you're writing svarim. So Shlomo HaMelech was before Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So obviously he held that it's something that's mutter. The question is, what's the kudus hamachlaikis? We have a machlaikis. The Gemara learns from a pasuk. The Gemara is in Tumura Daf Yadalit from a pasuk. The Torah Shavapeh Inadu Biksav and Reshavin Inadu Balpeh. What's the machlaikis if you can write it for yourself? So here it seems to come into something which is a machlaikis that has halacha lemaisa ramifications. Why is it that Torah Shavapeh you don't write down? You can learn it's in the tzura of Torah Shabbat Peh that it shouldn't be written down. If so, then you have to say like Tosfos. Now it'll be mevatel the tzura of Torah Shabbat Peh is that it's not written. Or you can learn that it's a din in Limud HaTorah. It's a din in Limud HaTorah that, actually in being Malamed Torah, in Mesirus HaTorah, that you don't give it over that way. You don't give it over that way. For yourself, you can do it and not for others. The Rambam Zichahel, he said for yourself you could do it, but not for others. That's his psalm. Why do I say this is a nafkamina lamaisa? I'll tell you why. Because there are two sides to the sissa. Like the Dvarim Shel B'Ksav you don't do Balpeh, and Dvarim Shel B'Peh you don't do B'Ksav. So nowadays, the Dvarim Shel B'Peh we write. The Dvarim Shel B'Ksav, do we do Balpeh today? Chari not. The Isser of Dvarim Shel B'Ksav doing Balpeh. When my sister was in high school, they gave them an assignment. They had to memorize a perek of Yeshaya Balpeh. So at that time, I was in my know-it-all stage, when I was, in my Beis Medrash years. So, then I knew everything. Today, I'm slowly realizing how little I know. So I told my sister that, you know what I do Balpeh? You learn Yeshaya Balpeh? You know what Yeshaya Balpeh? It's the Varim Shem Kesef. No, wasn't I right? Now do Balpeh. So she said, but it's for my final. So I wrote a note to her principal. I wrote a note, I gave it to the principal. So the principal said that he called Ramesha Bik, and Vic said it's mutter. Vic said it's mutter. So I figured I better look into this, maybe I don't know so much. So I looked at the sugya. There's a taisvis in Tumur. You'll see this taisvis, mamish, is neged to what we're talking about. What we're saying in the machlokes to Rambam and Tosfos, the machlokes is it in a limud haTorah or in the tzura of Torah? I said in a limud haTorah, so dvarim shebal peh, you're allowed to write for yourself, biksav. Tosfos here on the Gemara. The Gemara says dvarim shebiksav yashar lo imran bal peh, dvarim shebal peh yashar lo imran biksav. Tosfos in Taimer, hechi amina mizmayim bal peh. How do we daven balpeh? We daven balpeh. You say Ashrei balpeh. You say the Halukas balpeh. How do you daven balpeh? Yeah, Tosfos was before the print. They printed Svar Sidur. Yeshleimer, Tosfos first says, Ein lahakpid rak mashakasa b'chumish. Tosfos, the kpeid is only on chamishukum sheitayra, not on nach. That's Tosfos first. I said, oh, maybe Rabbik is doing that. Taisa says only Chumish and not. Then Taisa says, second Kasha. Kasha, Heichi Karinan, Vayosha Hashem, Bayamus Yisrael, Mimia Mitzrayim, and Oz Yashir, the Kriyashma. Taisa says, good, the Halalukas Psuki de Zimra is Nach. Taisa says, Nach is Mut. Then Taisa says, what about Vayosha Hashem and Shema? So Taisa says, the Yeshleimer, Dein Lahakbid, Ella b'dovah shemaitzi acher miyadei chayvasam. Taisa says you only have to be makbid on not saying ba'peh tarsha b'ksav if you're being maitzi other people. For yourself, you could do it. If you're being maitzi others, you can't do it. Where does that come from? Where does Taisa get that gather? Oh, you're maitzi people. How often are you being maitzi people? Well, if yourself, not if you're being maitzi people. Where did Taisa get it from? According to the Rambam Shita, for yourself, you're allowed to write Dvarim Shabbal Peh. It's only Yasser in the Mesirah of Torah. For yourself, you're allowed to write Dvarim Shabbal Peh. So then we can understand the reverse. that Devarim Shebiksav for yourself you could do Baal Peh. Just like Devarim Shebiksav for yourself you could write. So Devarim Shebiksav for yourself you could say Baal Peh. The Isser is only in the Mesira of Torah, just like he says it, the Rambam says it there. Tosis is saying it here.
That's it would seem to go together.
Kriyas HaTorah, then you can't say Baal Peh and Shul.
Yeah,
well, Kriyas HaTorah Nachinam, you can't say Baal Peh and Shul. So, of course, I called Rav Bik. I asked Rav Bik, is it mutter to learn Yeshaya Baal Peh? He said, yes. I said, is that because it's Nach, or because you're not being Moitzi people? Rav Bik said, says mutter, or says mitter. And he hung up the phone. He didn't have patience for this type of thing, so I still don't know which one he held. If he held because it's... See, I was ready. He'll say it's Nach. The Mishnah Berurah talks about whether you can say Tilim Baal Peh. So what's a Shaila? It's Nach. He brings a Tshuva's Chavei Siyor. What's a Shaila? It's Nach. I was gonna tell him. And the other thing, if you're not being Maitzi people, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings it as a Tziruf. He's not Samechana by itself, but he brings it as a tzirif. It's interesting, it's not Sugat Sechet on the side of the Gemara, but this is brought down in Hilchas Kriyashma and Simim Emtes, and the Mishnah Berurah brings as a tzirif that it's only when you might see others. Chuvas Chavis Yor, Mata Loi Metilim Baal Peh. He says, because you're not saying it as Torah, you're saying it as Tefillah. It's a different Torah than Taisvis. What about? Oh, he talks about a Rav. May you always start off with Rabbana making drushes. I'll read to you what he says about the Rabbana making the drushes. He says the same. He said he has two things. He has about saying Tilim. He says, Yeshlus mechalav, the balav hochi das hagra kapaiskim dafka lohaiti rabin. He's Mitzar of Tosis. He uses a tziruf.
The chazin
is a sitter. What?
The chazin
is a sitter. According to this, well, since it's only a tefillah, and it's not... Oh, you mean when he's being mighty people? When he's being mighty people, how often is a chazan mighty people? Most of the time he's not mighty, but... What? You're not mighty people with Torah. Nothing on me. You're mighty with brachis. I do have one horror, but one second. Hitaka says about a rough saying a drasha, Mishadarish barabim bahar b'psukim, v'kashaloi l'chapes b'choshah. It's hard to look up every time a pasuk. Neiterach Hatzibur. He says, Efshayesh Lahakal. And Efshayesh Lahakal, he doesn't even bring. I thought he'd bring his Atzir of Tisus. Basically, he doesn't rely on Tisus himself. Together with Atzirif, that it's a tefillah, then he relies on Tisus. The Ha'ara somebody had was. So my point is that it should be totally zebizeh. That if you hold like the Rambam, Devarim, the truth is this also says in the Netziv on Kehelas, in the Hamik Dover, the Netziv. But he says it should be totally zebizeh. If you hold like the Rambam, that you're allowed to write things for yourself, even before Rebbe, before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, since Mustafa like Tosis, that you're allowed to say things Baal Peh for yourself, it's only Yosef HaKherim. Mustafa, that's a makar for what the Rambam says. The aura that somebody had was on saying Vayechulu by Kiddush Friday night. Vayechulu, Kiddush Friday night, L'chayra has all the problems. It's Chumash, and you're being mighty people. It's Chumash, and you're being mighty people, and almost everybody says Vayechulu, no, Vayechulu Baal Peh. So that's the thing. Are you mighty people with Vayechulu? Or only with Kiddush? Because really, nobody had... Why do we say Vayechulu? What? Edus. See, not mighty. The other people don't have to have Edus. Only I have to have Edus. They say they're wrong. I'm not being mighty, everyone, Vayechulu. Just saying Edus. So Vayechulu is not. So what? No, what they're saying is I'm not being mighty, anybody. So then I have what? There's no amen. Shemeh Kaina doesn't require amen. When they learn the Megillah, you hear it with hearing it. There's no amen on the reading of the Megillah. What? Kiddush Yemaitzi. Are you mighty with Vayechulu? Or are you mighty from?
He thinks it's
take.
I don't know, you yaitze. If you don't, say it, you yaitze. Yaitze, definitely yaitze without veyachul. Veyachul is not ma'akiv. The question is the lachatzila? In the lachatzila? Says what? You mighty or not mighty? You have to say veyachulu. So I'm mighty then with veyachulu? No. I'm mighty then with veyachulu or not mighty veyachulu? Yeah. No, so the question is the veyachulu, are you being mighty? I've had many times by Havdalah, you say, and they get to the brachas, and someone walks in. So they walk in by the brachas, so what's wrong? I once had somebody walked in, I erased a Bar Pei HaGafen of Havdalah. I erased a Bar Pei HaGafen, and someone walked in. So I called the person over, I said, here. I didn't say, by motion, make a Bar Pei HaGafen. So the person said Bar Pei HaGafen on the wine, and then I finished Havdalah, and I was my team with everything else. But the Hina Kelshus, the Aftaf Alei Avchad, I didn't, it's not ma'akiv. What? It's certainly not ma'akiv. So Vayachulu is certainly not ma'akiv. Question is, if you're being mighty people with the Vayachulu. I know, I'll tell you the truth. Somebody was admired this to me. I tried to say Vayachulu from the bencher. It's very hard. Very hard to cut. You know Vayachulu by heart. Yeah, I find it very, if I know it's a chas, it's a chaser. But I don't know. I'm not sure. The Mechaber says, Afagav the Kaimel and Dvarshim Savit Rishay Lem Rabape, Kol Dovish Sharogel Vishori Befi Hakayel, Gad Kriyash Rabbechus Kain and Parsatamid Mutter. This is the Heter of Avayachul. The Heter is a Dover Hashog, what's the question? Shogor Vrogi, Rogel Vishogor Befi Hakayel. What's the explanation? Everyone knows it. It's mutter. Why? You know it already. You're not teaching it. Not teaching. Maybe you know it already. You're not teaching it.
But maybe, okay. Maybe the Shabbat Tfilah is also different because you can't teach about that you're allowed to take
psukim
in the Torah, even though that
you're
not having
new available. Because that Tfilah. Yeah. That Chavisio says that. There is derech tefillah, it's mutter, he uses that with its serif that you're not being, Mishabura says, rely on it with its serif that you're not being mitzi people. The problem is by kiddush, if you're being mitzi, it seems to be
well,
something.
I mean, you're saying the bracha of the Friday night, that's right.
You have racha shem yishmeracha. You have racha. If you're not mitzi him, if you bench a kid, you're not mitzi him. You're not teaching, you're not mitzi him. Yeah, we should not be mighty. Where are we mighty? Very few times are mighty people. The kids wonder a few times. Okay. Anyway, there's a musr that you hear you have an agada to Gemara, and bang, you could have a one-line taisis that makes it la halacha too. Okay. Shkaf, everybody.